Under the new formula, districts will receive a base level of funding for every student. They'll get additional money for every low-income and non-English-speaking student they have. That's good news for urban districts like Oakland Unified. 80% of its students fall into at least one of those categories. Oakland Unified will get about $7,500 per student next year. The district's Troy Flint says the plan will benefit all of California.
If we don't take really dramatic steps to improve the performance of low-income students, of Black and Latino students, of English learner students, we're going to develop an underclass that is so huge that it's going to sink the entire California economy.
But administrators at Saddleback Valley Unified in suburban Orange County aren't so happy. Assistant Superintendent Jerry Partita says the district doesn't qualify for as much funding as surrounding districts, and she says that will put Saddleback at a disadvantage.
Districts can have a lot more money to offer different programs to their students, a lot more money to put on salary schedules for staff, so we anticipate that over time, as this disparity becomes larger and larger, that we'll probably have a hard time obtaining quality staff.
Saddleback will get about $6,400 per student next year. Katie Orr, Capital Public Radio News.